97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Hello, and welcome to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Thanks for joining myself, Matt Paul, and Matt Oakes each week as we review the games, make our picks, reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6, and select our Grid Great of the Week. I hand it off to my co-host, Matt Oakes.
Well, thank you, Matt. Happy to be here tonight. We've got a full slate of games. Let's do a quick scoreboard recap of last week's action.
That sounds good. Matt, we got to talk about Orange at Chapel Hill, first of all. Orange eked out that 6-0 win. What a classic struggle, classic period. Matt, you were there as Paul Connell's color man on the WCHL Game of the Week. Was Orange exposed a bit offensively by Chapel Hill, or was it just an off game for them before Clower's touchdown pass in the closing seconds?
You know, that's a tough call. I think what happened earlier is that they got to him. They got to Clower a little bit. Chapel Hill defense really was getting pressure. They were in his face. He felt like he had no time to get rid of the ball, and he did make a few errant throws. And you could see that, you know, down the line, you can see where someone could ruffle his feathers a little bit. Maybe he might get into some trouble later on in the state playoffs come when they're playing elite schools. But they escaped, and full credit to Orange. That's the way they like to play, physical contest, and they prevailed.
Colin Pope had a pick for the Panthers. Mm. Austin Tanner had an interception for Chapel Hill. Orange allowed just 62 yards of offense in the second half, including 3 rushing yards. So typical awesome performance for them.
A
great game.
And 0 bars all around for the Orange Crush. Northwood at Southern Durham. Southern Durham won a slugfest 56-54, and that was an incredible game. Yeah, and we covered both of them. We were so lucky.
And I listened to both of them. Amazing.
Great games, and it was a slugfest. And one of the key stats, Southern Durham wideouts combined for 15 catches, 369 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable
fantasy
stuff.
Fantasy stats.
Northwood receivers combined for 19 catches, just under 300 yards. What were they doing there?
That was Udo, Roan, and Jalen Smith.
Only 300, I mean.
Right, yeah. It's sloughing off. Last game, Webb at Cedar Ridge. Cedar Ridge prevailed 24-17. We're not supposed to root out too out loud for teams, but you know what? They're our local
team. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Go Cedar Ridge. Woo! Red Wolves.
In a season where its offense has shined at times, Cedar Ridge's defense actually did the job in the second half, holding Webb to a single touchdown. Mm. Pappas threw for 2 touchdowns, too. That's Peyton Pappas and a long line of Pappases. And Julius Walton ran for 95 yards on 19 carries. So pretty impressive.
Good stuff. You know what, Matt? I think we should revisit the play of the week last week. It was just too good to pass up. What do you think?
What a great game. What an exciting finish.
And it's the Orange Crush. The call was made by Paul Connell.
Sends some rush around the outside. Here's Clower going to throw it deep across the middle. Got a man. It's complete. Oh, no. Oh, no. Touchdown. Panther.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It is Kai Muller. Muller runs the post pattern and then breaks away from Jeremy Peck at the 20-yard line. It's a 55-yard strike from Clower to his favorite target, Kai Muller. Did we just see that?
Okay, when we return to the Grid with Matt and Matt, we'll speak with Chapel Hill coach Isaac Marsh for his thoughts on last week's nail-biting loss to Orange.
Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Now we're going to go ahead and chat with Coach Isaac Marsh coming off that unbelievable contest, a stalemate really, up until that last lightning strike against Orange. We're going to check in with Coach Marsh. Listen to my interview with the head coach of Chapel Hill Tigers. 6-0 against Orange, very close contest. Wow, I was very impressed. I was calling the game. Can you give us a quick recap and what your takeaways were from last Friday night?
One thing that we matured. We came closer as a team, being a young team. We took the steps of getting closer and becoming the program that we want to be in the future. I think the guys, they had to grow up. We played the entire game without actually having a running back. So that speaks volumes for our kids.
Can you speak about some of those players that you had stepping up from the JV and how they were able to fill those shoes?
Well, we had the kid that started at running back. He had, in the first quarter, he made some good runs, Ricky McDowell. One kid that, you know, had a stellar game was DeCorey Robeson, who was played JV and was called upon to be a defensive lineman or defensive end last week, and he did an outstanding job, several key tackles, a couple tackles for loss, a blocked punt. So he realized he could play on Friday nights, and that was a big motivation. And, you know, I think he, you know, appreciated the, you know, the high fives and the hugs from his teammates at the end of the night. And then, you know, just a veteran lineman, Logan Tisch, played both sides of the ball, and he knew what needed to be done in order for us to be successful.
What happened there? I have to ask you, Coach, on that final play. Kind of give us, you know, do you regret not putting a man way back deep?
Well, I don't, you know, as far as that last play, it could be said, you know, different ways. Do I have any regrets? No. I think our guys played extremely well and had an opportunity to, you know, go to overtime and see what happens, you know, if we made it to overtime. But I have no regrets on the last play. Our guys were in position, and they, you know, they just made a play. I mean, our kid, you know, Jeremy Peck, played a stellar game all night long, and I just hated, you know, that he couldn't finish up. The kid just stepped out of a tackle.
Right, right.
We had three guys back back there where he was at. I mean, it was only, you know, the kid made a play. We have been on both sides of the field now in situations like that. More so, you know, us on the winning end than on the losing end of, you know, last-minute plays. But I'm definitely, you know, proud of the way our guys played.
Did you get a sense that going into that game that it might be something special, that your kids were really fired up and ready to compete?
Well, I mean, looking at how we have played all season long, we have always been one or two plays away from being, we could, you know, possibly be 6-2.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could easily go our way. Those are just the growing pains of having a young team, and we're going to, you know, get over the hurdle pretty soon. And it's one of those where I think the guys, I wouldn't say they were fired up any more than any other game. They just were more, you know, this is, you know, we came to play tonight. And we just wanted to show that don't overlook us.
As far as Cardinal Gibbons up next this week in Raleigh, what will be the keys to that matchup?
Well, just being consistent. Their style of play is a little different than Orange. They put me in the mind of Southern Durham, where they will spread you out and try to get one-on-one isolation with their athletes on your kids. And that's not to our strength. So what we're going to try to do is just give the quarterback different looks at our defensive schemes, because they call the plays in from the sideline, where he looks over and gets the play. The offense looks over and gets the play from the sideline. So we just want to, you know, disguise our coverages and just what we're in defensively, and to try to keep them off balance and just, you know, keep the guys in front of us and make the routine fundamental play.
Okay, when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll speak with Northwood coach Bill Hall off his team's shootout loss to Southern Durham and Cedar Ridge coach Chris Casey on his team's first win of the Red Wolf season.
Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. We're glad to have you tonight as we preview all the area action. Next up, you'll hear my interview, Matt Oakes, with Coach Chris Casey, and his Cedar Ridge Red Wolves just came off their first victory of the season. Let's hear from Coach Casey. All right. Last week, you got your first win of the season. Could you give us a quick recap over that 24-17 win over Webb?
We finally put four quarters together and basically talked a lot before the game about just getting back to where we started at the beginning of the year. You know, having fun, playing football, you know, a lot of energy flying around, and we took the time to watch the clips of our success early in the season, and we watched when we played Orange, our first drive against Orange and our drives against Northwood, and just showed them a lot of positive clips, almost like a little highlight video. Just to try to instill the fact that, you know, no matter who we play, when we play well, we can play with anybody. But we just got to sustain that for four quarters. And I think that carried over to Friday night. We were able to keep it going. Even when we had some adversity and things go against us, we still kept our heads up and we still kept fighting and we were able to make plays.
Can you speak a little bit about how big of a win that really was for the confidence of the players to finally, you know, get rewarded for playing hard on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was huge. You know, you always say, you know, you got to learn how to win, and I think the only way to do that is to actually win. And we've had so many times this season where, you know, we played a couple of good teams, and I think they beat us, but then we also had a lot of our games where we beat ourselves. We had a chance to finish and put teams away, and we were not able to do that. So I think, you know, and like I said, we even had some adversity Friday night. One of our last drives, we fumbled the ball. Oxford picks it up and gets a little return, and they go down and four or five plays and score. And at that point in the past, we just kind of dropped our heads, and here it goes again. But we were able to, our next drive, take it down the field, kick a field goal, and then we intercepted the next two passes. So we were able to step up on both sides of the ball and respond to it.
As far as this week building off the momentum that you've gained, what are you really focusing on and enforcing in your players' minds this week in practice?
We talked about just playing hard. You know, we're playing a very talented Southern team. They got a lot of really good athletes, a lot of good speed. And we talked, you know, you got to believe in yourself. I think when we played Orange 2 weeks ago, we kind of went in that game. I don't think we had a lot of belief that we were going to be successful, and even though we scored on our first drive. And so I told them, I said, no matter who we play, we got to play our game. We got to get after it, and we got to play four quarters. And hopefully they win. And the confidence and the things we've talked about, that will carry over to Friday night.
Have you had a chance to look back at that 56-54 win against Northwood last week? And Kenneth, could you speak about what your plan of attack is slowing down that Southern Durham, you know, attack on offense?
Yeah, it was a pretty entertaining game to watch. Most of the time we break down film and we kind of sat back and just watched it as a spectator the first time. Like, a lot of good athletes on the field, a lot of guys going up and down both ways. And Southern's got a lot of great athletes. They try to get their guys in space, and they hit a lot of big plays. They don't have too many 10, 15, 20-play drives. Most of their drives are two or three or four plays and then a big 60 or 70-yard run or pass play. So we talked about just eliminating the big plays, keeping the receivers in front of us, don't let them get behind us, you know, and make them try to sustain drives. And I think if we can do that and make them sustain drives offensively, then, you know, hopefully they'll make mistakes or they'll do something or throw the ball away. So we just talked about, you know, like I said, taking their stuff away makes you kind of slow them down. And offensively, the same thing. You know, we got to control the ball. We got to get a lot of first downs, and we got to get drives. You know, even if we don't get touchdowns, we can't go three and out, three and out, three and out. So both sides of the ball are going to be very important to our win on Friday night.
Okay, it's time for my interview, Matt Paul, with Northwood coach Bill Hall.
All right, coach, before we preview this week's game versus Northern Vance, let's first review Friday's shootout loss to Southern Durham. Wow. Have you been involved in many games where both teams score more than 50 points?
Never been in a game like that in 26 years of coaching, head coach or assistant coach. It was a once-of-a-lifetime game. Unfortunately, we came up 2 points short, but it was a heck of a ball game.
On the positive side, comment for me on fighting back. I believe it was 42-28 at one point, and they could have built a bigger lead there and kind of put it away, but they didn't. You guys fought back on the road. Comment for me on fighting back from that deficit.
Well, our kids are tough. They're going to play to the end. That's one thing we preached. We preach finish every day, everything we do. And we did a good job of fighting back and getting in it. We love to see them again down the road. We'll see what happens. But, very proud of the way our kids battled. And like I said before, unfortunately, we came up a couple points short there.
Now, on the negative side, Southern Durham's passing game put up huge numbers, I'm sure you're aware, against you guys. I believe it was 5 touchdown catches, maybe 400 yards receiving, some crazy numbers. Is that a deep concern for you, or...?
That was the major concern Sunday night's coaches meeting. Been a major emphasis all week in practice. That and special teams. I mean, our kickoff team has been really non-existent this year, and that's something we've been focusing on, Sunday night meetings and all week in practice so far. So hopefully you'll see some big changes in both those aspects of the game this week.
Because special teams in particular, that can be a momentum shifter, can't it? You score and then you let up a big kick return or whatever happens, and the momentum goes right back, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
Moving on, how do you prepare for an 0-8 Northern Vance team, which has allowed 351 points, scored just 109?
We get better. We keep working on getting better. We worry about Northwood, and we don't have a JV game this week, and so we've brought a lot of those kids over so we can get more time individually on defense with the secondary and get more time with the kickoff team. And instead of splitting our practice in half offense, half defense, we're getting the whole practice offensively and the whole practice defensively. And we're really worried about getting Northwood better this week.
Anything new with your team health-wise, injuries, anything like that?
Going into week 10, we're all beat up and banged up. But as far as missing or anybody out, right now I think we're going to be good to go.
In closing, we all love the Ty Pinnix to Jalen Smith connection. But, when I look over the season, I see Kadarius Roan maybe being your MVP thus far. Comment for me on his consistency. I mean, in one game, for instance, he scored the first touchdown. He scored the last one. What do you have to say about Kadarius's contribution?
Kadarius is a tough, hard-nosed runner. Been starting for us on varsity since his freshman year. He gets a lot done. I mean, in this new offense, we got spread offense. I mean, he's a natural out there at one of the wideouts as well. So, he's a threat coming out of the backfield catching the ball, and he's definitely a threat running the ball. As far as MVP, I think we got about 7 or 8 of them right now. So we got to keep getting better and see what happens.
Fair enough. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay, when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll preview and predict this week's games, reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6 poll of area high school football teams, and select our Grid Great of the Week.
Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. We're happy to have you, and the home stretch now, Matt. Home stretch. We're in our favorite time of the day. We're going to make some previews and picks.
Yep.
And first up, we have Chapel Hill at Cardinal Gibbons. It's our WCHL game of the week.
Looking like a very good game all of a sudden, doesn't it?
Especially after last week. I mean, come on. I don't think Chapel Hill's defense could have played any better in that contest. The offense moved the ball in the first half, but the crush defense put the hammer down on them a little bit in the second half. But 1 week after getting thumped by Southern Durham, Cardinal Gibbons got back on the right track last week. They had a 42-7 romp over Northern Vance. Their QB can really fling it around the field.
Yeah, he's terrific.
So, I'm going to have to go with Cardinal Gibbons in this one at home in Raleigh. But wow, Chapel Hill really did impress me.
I agree. That could be a 2017 game, though, now, or 27-24. It could be real close. Chapel Hill's got to be real confident. Mm-hmm. Our second game, Cedar Ridge at Southern Durham. Cedar Ridge consistently puts points on the board and flashed some D last week, too, in the just allowing the touchdown in the second half of that win. Southern Durham is an offensive powerhouse, as it showed again with that win over Northwood. I think they're going to overpower Cedar Ridge here, too. Good win last week, but Southern Durham in this one, Meadow.
The celebrations will end this week. Southern Durham will pull out that win. Next up, we have East Chapel Hill at Person. East Chapel Hill on a terrible slide. They've been outscored 84-16 in the last 2 weeks. Wow. So we'll see what happens there, but I can't do it. No. I'm going to have to go with Person.
Have they ever gotten over that loss to Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill? I think not. They competed for a while in that game, but that's been a big slide for them.
Yeah.
I got to go with Person 3-5 coming in as well. They topped Jordan 29-19 last week, and so I got to go with them as well. Next game, Carrboro at Jordan Matthews. Pretty interesting game. Carrboro, losers of 4 or 5, lost by double digits in 2 of the last 3. Haven't gotten healthy, have they, Matto?
No, they really haven't. And Jordan Matthews, they played Chatham, and they played Chatham rival Northwood tough, but they've lost 6 straight, let's be honest. It's not looking good, and I'm going to go with the Jaguars this week.
Yeah, outscored 64-22 the past 2 weeks. I also am going to go with Jordan Matthews.
Oh, okay, you're not agreeing. Right. Okay.
Not agreeing.
Okay, perfect.
Next game, Orange at Webb. Orange defense wins championships and keeps teams undefeated as well, doesn't it? Coming off that 6-0 win over Chapel Hill. Webb's played fairly well at times this season, but coming off a loss to Cedar Ridge, to all order, got to go with the Orange Crush.
Oh, yeah, I like that pick a lot, Matt. I think they got angry after their performance last week. They'll get their offense clicking a little bit, get the ball out of Clower's hands a little quicker, and, the Crush will roll in this one.
They have some tweaks to make going into the end of the season, the playoffs, but they'll make them. Northwood at Northern Vance, our final game that we'll preview. Northwood will use this as a tune-up for the final 2 weeks of the season against Chapel Hill and Gibbons, now looking like both very good games. Northern Vance crushed by Gibbons 42-7, ranked 11,920th in the country by Max Preps.
Did they really keep track of that?
Why so high? That's terrible.
Oh my.
I'm just kidding. Northwood to win that game.
Yeah, I think Bill Hall's boys are ready to roll, and they'll get back in the win column this week.
Matt, let's jump in and do the Chapelboro.com Super 6 WCHL.
Sounds good.
At number 6, Cedar Ridge is 1-7.
At number 5, 1-7 as well, East Chapel Hill.
But they beat Cedar Ridge, so they should be 5-6. Number 4 is Carrboro at 4-4.
Number 3, Chapel Hill, 3-5.
Making a switch there. They jumped over Carrboro. At number 2, Northwood, 6-2.
And number 1, I had to do it. That's Orange, nice. Undefeated, 8-0.
The Crush.
And now we're going to do the Grid Grade of the Week, where we recognize the most outstanding unit or players of the past week, and really Chapel Hill's defense we decided
Amazing.
On, right? And specifically, Jeremy Peck and Logan Tisch's performances were notable. Unbelievable tackles. They were in the backfield. They were causing havoc.
Great job. Great game.
Congratulations. And that's it. We'll see you back same time next week on The Grid with Matt and Matt.